Let's check the cash grain market on this Friday afternoon. Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, is on the phone line with us today. Thanks for taking the time with us, Bruce. Tell me about movement of grain in your area.
Quite a bit of cash movement on the rallies today. We didn't have a huge amount of corn to start with, and a lot of pricing of old basis contracts, corn that's been on DP contracts, mostly old crop, a little bit of new.
Your expectations of when it will be delivered?
Oh, it's already in the house.
Just a done deal.
It has been for a few months.
Just a done deal at that point. So then ready to put them on the train, those bushels on the trains pretty quickly. Where are they going to be headed to, you think?
Oh, it's hard to tell right now. I think a lot of it is still going to go domestic processor. It's just what version of domestic processor exports. We just can't get anything done on the export side, it seems like.
And that is for what reason? No buyers or other things?
No buyers. We've been priced out of the market. Usually you expect to see front-end sales on that. And we've seen, the second crop Brazilian corn numbers have really jumped up, and they were pushing a lot of beans out early in that harvest and early post-harvest slot that we usually expect to dominate sales in.
Will USDA have to cut exports for the year in the coming months?
I think the two big questions are the export numbers, and unless, I think we'll see some exports coming back later, but not enough to get us back healthy again, as we see the Brazilian shipping space or dock space switch over to soybeans with harvest coming on, but that won't be enough to catch us up. I think they're also going to have to cut back on ethanol numbers.
All right, thanks so much. What are your bids for today?
We are at $7.50 on nearby corn and $14.93 on soybeans.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard is with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on a Friday afternoon for the closing market report. Back in 2 minutes, we'll talk with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, on the closing market report from Illinois Public Media.